Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Woo! Shit. Goddamn. Now, I'ma just say this, man. Tarot, people gonna blame me for that comment because they're gonna say, Tarot Paul rubbing off on you.
Well, this would be a good time if anybody wants to. I accept accountability for my words. Always have, always will. I am on Instagram. You can reach out to me at BigCatDaddy123. That's BigCatDaddy123. Just so you know that Tarot is the one that said that, not Paul. But I wanted to say, also, again, that's BigCatDaddy123 on Instagram. And what I wanted to say, everybody behave. Everybody behave themselves because I'm going to get accused of taking this off the rails. So to touch back to what, to circumvent and go back to what Paul was saying about being the teacher and people said Paul yells and everything. Listening builds trust and respect. Because if I'm being quiet and sitting still, I'm respecting your time and your words and your energy by listening through you. So you, in turn, are realizing that he is being mindful and respectful of my words. So I wait, and then I can reply or respond appropriately without interrupting you. And that is a way of building respect with the person and trust with the words that are being conveyed. And also through that, you are enabling the sharing of information because it is being received appropriately as the other person is speaking or explaining things. So it's an open and free exchange of ideas and a sharing of information through communication, which is something Rafiki touched on, which is very essential with being silent and listening, with that's a way of communicating. And also this listening through silence is a way of encouraging collaborative problem solving, which to a degree perhaps one could say we are doing today with speaking about this, because we're talking about effective and efficient communication, which is something I've spoke about for a while, but we're getting into the analytics or the logistics of it with listening and silent and respect with one another to have an impact and receive the information that is being bestowed upon us, hopefully.
What you said, but with one caveat or one question or whatever. That's assuming that a person wants to solve a problem.
That's 100% correct, because many people enjoy living in their own misery and deflecting and projecting their problems on to other people without resolution. So you are 100% correct, Paul. That is with the assumption or presumption that somebody is looking for a solution to solve a problem. I agree.
And some of the reason I said that is good and big. If you look at the thing, silent and listen, how many people just want to talk about the problem but not actually do anything about it?
Can you listen if you are not silent?
No.
I agree. No.
Listening and silent, like Tarot said earlier, it's an anagram. And they go hand in hand. Like the question he just asked, can you listen without being silent? No, you cannot. You there have to be silence, or you have to be silent in order for you to listen to conveyed message. And not only that, there's physical silence that the receiver should have. They should also have mental silence. Goes back to what y'all was saying about being present in the conversation. You can't be thinking about other things, or thinking about, like Tara was saying, thinking about what you're going to say next. You have to be right there with that person when they're speaking, word for word. You may not repeat the entire sentence, but if we're smart enough, we can follow along with the conversation of what's being said. You know, and for those that aren't smart enough, they pay attention to what they want to pay attention to. For instance, some of these songs is no good, but we'll take the time to learn a dumbass song before we take the time to understand our fellow brother or sister.
What is mental silence? What is mental silence?
Being present, basically. Not thinking about anything else but what's going on.
I was right about to say, if you're thinking, is that mental silence? Because if what is thinking, you're actually talking to yourself.
All right.
Any thoughts on that, Tara?
I agree completely with that. I wanted to say something mental said.
All right,
go resonated, and I loved it. He said about when you're speaking with people and they pick and choose parts that they want to listen or hear in a statement or a song or whatever. We reference that as selective hearing. Selective hearing. You're picking and choosing what you want to hear. Something you want to jump on. Maybe not the complete context. You change the variables when you take an excerpt of it. So I love that you said that, because that is so true. When you're saying something and they just take out two or three words out of, you know, 25 words, you're picking and choosing. I love that you said that. That is so true, and happens a lot. And to go back to what Paul just asked about with mental silence, the voices in your head, right? Don't listen to the voices in your head. You're processing what is thinking. It's silently processing and analyzing information in a constructive manner, so that you convey it. You are able to convey it through words in replying to someone. That is what thinking is. So Paul's right. How many people, I mean, it's the voice in your head that we can't vocalize because it's internal. So yeah, you're thinking, you're talking to yourself in your head about, you know, whatever it might be, analyzing that situation. That's what thinking is. And is that mental silence? Which is interesting. To be a good listener, you need to first learn how to be silent. And all of us, I feel, here and listening to this podcast eventually, you're taught that in kindergarten or even before that at home. With in the very beginning here, Mentor was talking about being a parent, which we all are, and about with your children. So to be a good listener, you first need to learn how to be silent. And we're taught that at a very young age. And then you pick and choose when you want to implement that as you go through life. But it is an important lesson that first is taught at home to a degree from the mom or dad, one or the other, or an aunt and uncle. Maybe the parents aren't in there. And then that carries over into kindergarten and then into school with everything, where we can't interrupt the teacher or the professor, because if we do that in school, what do they do? And everyone listening to this knows, they raise their voice. Maybe they slam their hand on a table or take an eraser against a chalkboard, because when you're not listening to a teacher or a professor, and they are trying to help you and educate you to learn something, and you are interrupting them, you are disrespecting them. If you're disrespecting them, they're going to raise their voice because their emotion is now invoked from your lack of respect for them because you didn't listen to them, you weren't silent, and you didn't hear them. And that is why people raise their voice or yell, because they're disrespected. And many people who know who they are, who can stand in their own truth, will not tolerate disrespect.
Oh, I was over here looking up.
Why do I want to feel the need to say thank you, Tara? I don't know. It's like, it seemed like you kind of threw a compliment at me just now. I don't know, but go ahead, Rafiki, go ahead. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.